CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And first, the main points. Illegal fishing is gaining grounds in Cameroon, and officials of the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries are intensifying campaigns against the act in order to bring perpetrators to book. The first school living certificate, the Certificat d'Etudes Premier and Brevet d'Etudes du Premier Cycle BPC examinations are on the way across the national territory. And in sports, Didier Lamkelze, who plays for Metz in France, has joined his teammates in the Lions Den as the men's senior football team of Cameroon continue training in Yaoundé ahead of their World Cup qualifiers against Cabo Verde and Angola. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The 2024 session of the first school leaving certificate examination has kicked off nationwide, with over 148,000 pupils sitting for the exam. The first school leaving certificate is a gateway into secondary education. The exam started with mathematics paper 1 and 2 and English paper 1 and 2 in a heat-free atmosphere. Over 2,000 candidates also began sitting the 2024 session of the BEPC Brevet d'Etudes du Premier Cycle in different series across the national territory. According to reports on the ground, the exams are going on hitch-free, but for some absences, recorded. A 1 billion potable water project for the towns of Tiko and Mutengene in the southwest region has gone operational. The project was commissioned today by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, in the presence of the German ambassador to Cameroon, Dr. Corina Frike, whose government sponsored the water project through the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FICOM. And this press release from the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Chairman of the National Commission for the Evaluation of Training Domains Offered Abroad, informs the national and international public that the 112th and 113th ordinary sessions of this commission will be held on the 5th of June 2024 at 10 a.m. in the conference room of the High Teacher Training College of the University of Yaoundé 1. This commission, for which the vice chairman is the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reforms, is an interministerial forum that makes proposals on equivalences for foreign certificates, academic entitlements and grades, as well as on the recognition of foreign institutions whose certificates can lead to the integration, reclassification or advancement of civil servants of the various corps of the Cameroonian Civil Service in keeping with the rules and regulations in force. And it has been signed by the Minister of Higher Education, Jacques Famdongo. And this other press release from the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Benaoundoua, informs the general public that the official presentation of Cameroon's second action plan for the implementation of the Resolution 1325 and related resolutions of the United Nations Security Council will be held this Wednesday at Hilton Hotel here in Yaoundé from 2 p.m. This is within the framework to implement the agenda on women, peace and security in Cameroon, and also the restitution of the work of the 68th session of the United Nations on the status of women held from March 11 to 22, 2024 in New York. A sub-regional workshop with focus on the dwindling visibility of African museums and the lack of public funding is underway in Cameroon's political capital, Yaoundé. The event, which has brought together museum conservators and other stakeholders from Central Africa, has been jointly organized by the UNESCO Office for Central Africa and African School of Heritage. The sixth delegation of 267 pilgrims in the Sahel region traveling to Mecca for the Hajj are en route to the Holy City. Their flight took off this morning from the Garowa International Airport. Meantime, the fifth contingent, also made up of 267 Muslim faithful, left for Medina, Saudi Arabia, last night. The Inspector General at the North Governor's Office, Alim Garga, was there to bid them farewell and encourage them to pray for peace to reign across the world. And in sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon will hold their third training session at 4 p.m. today at the Military Stadium in Yaoundé, ahead of their two FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Cabo Verde and Angola. One of the strikers, Didier Lamkelze, joined the squad this morning from his club, Metz in France. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Officials of the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industry say illegal fishing is gaining grounds in Cameroon. Cameroon's fishing legislation traces its origins back to 1994. However, additional decrees signed subsequent to the enactment of this legislation reportedly do not align with regional and international fisheries management standards. The law has been revised as part of the Cameroon's government's action to fight illegal fishing is pending approval. In the far north region, which produces some 2,000 tons of fish from its rivers annually, only 400 out of the about 5,000 fishermen have licenses to practice the activity. Local authorities of the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries are lashing out at illegal fishing activities. Sylvester Temkeng reports from Marwa.
According to information from the Far North Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, only 400 fishermen have fishing licenses among the about 5,000 in the region who practice the profession, paving the way to illegal fishing. Julien Hevebien Ongla, Chief of Service for Fisheries and Aquaculture, Minipia, Far North.
Illegal fishing is practiced in the Far North region in all the rivers and lakes. The engines or the gears they are using are really destructive for the aquatic ecosystem.
Meanwhile, the government has put in place a number of measures to curb this dangerous practice.
The awareness raising and educational talks to the fishermen in the different fishing zones of the Far North region. The law enforcement forces help us to go through the water bodies in order to seize all the destructive fishing gears. The promotion of fish farming. There is the application of the biological rest on the 30th of this month of June in the lakes of Maga, Kai Kai, and Gere. The fishing will be stopped in order to permit the fishes to go on reproduction.
In 2023, the Far North region produced 21,000 tons of fish from its rivers and 70,000 tons from aquaculture. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CROTV.
Illegal fishing continues to destroy the marine ecosystem considerably, with the disappearance of aquatic species rampant in the littoral region. This greatly contributes to the loss of financial resources amounting to billions of CFA francs, a situation the government and some non-governmental organizations are actively looking for ways to remedy. Madon Kwele Bizatia.
Illegal fishing is considered one of the most serious threats to the sustainable exploitation of the sea, representing a major danger to the marine environment. This fishery practice, according to fishery experts, happens to be the most significant menace, causing depletion of fish stocks, destruction of marine biodiversity through overfishing, the sustainable exploitation of aquatic resources, and the disappearance of many marine species, all leading to important economic losses. Douala, being a coastal city, is renowned for its fishery activities, and this practice, according to some fishermen of the Yupwe neighborhood who spoke off mic, is reported from time to time, despite the measures put in place by public authorities and international organizations. According to information from the Brigade for the Control and Surveillance of Fishing Activities, the fight against this phenomenon has been stepped up since 2023. The main objective is to curb the mismanagement of marine resources, which causes a huge financial loss for the country. It should also be noted that the efforts made by some non-governmental organizations, including the Cameroon Conservation Society, the Environmental Justice Foundation, in collaboration with the Cameroon government and several other international institutions, enable the structuring of documentation and data to better understand the problem. This in order to continuously find appropriate solutions to completely eradicate this malpractice. Madon Kwele Bizatia, CRTV News, Douala.
Cameroon is redoubling efforts to crack down on illegal fishing following a ban from the European Union for non-cooperation in fighting unreported and unregulated fishing in its waters. Most of the violations are carried out by industrial vessels that encroach on the shoreline, which, according to standards, is mapped out for artisanal fishers by marine officials, as Belinda Shaw observes in the following analysis.
Illegal fishing is rife in Cameroon's coastline waters, costing the state coffers an estimated sum of 20 billion CFA francs annually. Little wonder why in 2023, the European Union issued the country red card for illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. As a matter of fact, documentations reveal that most of the illegal fishing activities on Cameroonian waters are carried out by foreign industrial trawlers. They get further that between 2019 and 2022, the number of foreign industrial fishing vessels flying Cameroon flag rose from 14 to 129, with none of them landing fish at the country's ports. Less to talk of employing Cameroonian fishers. Limited resources to put in place an adequate monitoring system, ineffective coordination and collaboration between the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries and that of Transport to scrutinize vessel registration and the issuance of fishing licenses hamper accountability efforts. As a result of the EU ban on the import of Cameroon's fishery products, efforts to contribute to global trade and ensure food security at national, regional and international levels are jeopardized. Government had to launch a project to combat illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing with the goal to improve fisheries governance, legal frameworks and control systems. Livestock and fisheries officials, as well as local community members residing in the coastlines, received continuous training to follow up all the fishing vessels in Cameroon's fleet. More so, livestock and fisheries officials, as well as local community members residing in the coastlines, received continuous training to follow up all the fishing vessels in Cameroon's fleet.
Belinda Shaw. On to other news, 202,525 candidates today began sitting the Brevet d'Etude Premier Cycle de BPC at Government Bilingual High School in Kondongo. Over 800 candidates answered present this morning, even though the names of some 30 candidates were absent on the list. They were, however, allowed to sit the exams. Vanessa Woodnance-Namung tells us more.
Serenity reigned on the campus of Government Bilingual High School in Kondongo Subcenter this Tuesday morning as the 862 candidates who came from six schools across Yaoundé faced their first paper, Etude de Texte, with courage and determination, as confirmed by Johann Emmanuel Tujing Gamini.
I wrote my first paper well. I am confident because I studied well. I know I will pass.
Though frustration could be read on the faces of some 30 candidates whose names were not found on the list of those to sit for the examination, but after instructions gotten from hierarchy, they were allowed to take the exam pending a report to be tabled on their case by exam officials. The first day ended on a satisfactory note in the GBHS in Kondogo Subcenter, where 12 absences were registered, with candidates seemingly optimistic about the rest of the examination that runs till Friday, 7th June 2024.
Vanessa Woodnance-Namo reporting at the Government Secondary School in Komatu 1 in the Center Region. The chief of the examination subcenter, Jean-Pierre Mugu, said the examination was going on hitch-free according to the rules and regulations prescribed by the Ministry of Secondary Education. Details with Quantra Marie-Claire Dove, CRTV Center.
It is 9 a.m. this Tuesday, June the 4th. At Government Secondary School Komatu 1, the atmosphere is calm and serene. The 203 students from four different schools sitting the BPC have just finished the first subject of the day, Etude de Texte. Next was Correction Autographique. The discipline master of Government Secondary School Komatu 1, Angebe Bizigi, says the examination is unfolding as planned, except for a case of a malaise noticed on a student, but which was quickly handled by the school nurse.
The students came earlier, very early, at about 6:30. There were many, and the investigators also came very early. First of all, we're busy with asking the students to present the documents, not to know who is who among the candidates, and they were each given a proper bench. So since 8 a.m., the exam has been going on with the first subject. We had a little break, and now it is the second subject which is going on. Until now, we have 5 absentees.
There are 50 students in each of the 4 classes set aside for the BAPC students with security measures put in place.
Our principal ensured that there were 2 people in charge of security. There is also a gendarme officer who is here.
This first day will end with theory informatic. Kwantra Maritle Edo, CRTV News, Kometu.
About 148,000 pupils have begun sitting the first school leaving certificate examination nationwide at the BMRC Bilingual Primary School in Yaoundé. Officials said the examination started H3. Helen Yudine with details.
It is a studious atmosphere, calm and free of noise at the BMRC Government Bilingual Primary School in Yaoundé. Over 2,000 pupils are sitting in for the first school leaving certificate in this center. At the time we went to the school, the pupils were busy writing English Paper 1. Before our arrival at the examination center, Mathematics Paper 1 and 2 had already been written. Although the officials of the examination center opted to speak in camera, they, however, reassured us that the exam is going on heat-free and that almost all the students registered and sat present this morning. Successful candidates of this official exam, which will end this Wednesday, will be awarded the first school leaving certificate, which is the first diploma of the Anglophone subsystem of education.
Relatedly, the written phase of the Certificat d'Etudes Premières and First School Leaving Certificate examinations have unfolded without any hitches in Ebolova. Among the more than 800 Class 6 pupils of both the French and English subsystems who sat the examinations, Maima Purity Mafo faced each subject with calm and confidence. Silas Gwine talked to the youngest and the oldest candidates of Ebolova One Sub Center and put together the following report.
Maima Purity Mafo, 9, was among the many candidates happily taking the first school leaving certificate exam with a pure and serene spirit in Ebolova One Sub Center.
I wrote math, I wrote English. The exam is good. I have confidence in
it. Charm Glory Afukeze, 15. Had the same feeling and confidence. Though being the oldest candidate, she did not feel apart.
I wrote Mathematics Paper 1 and Math Paper 2. We're about to write English. I'm very happy to be here to write my first school leaving certificate.
The examination unfolded smoothly in the sub-center.
It is since we began this morning. We have had no incidents. We are all teachers. We have been trained how to handle the children, so give them the same treatment.
Meanwhile, right opposite, some 674 candidates of the French subsystem were taking the Certificat d'Etudes Primaires, which completes learning in primary school. Overall, slightly more than 20,400 Class 6 pupils sat the Certificat d'Etudes Primaires examination and 2,600 the first school leaving certificates this year across the South. Silas Nguyen, CRTV News, Ebolova.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Inhabitants of the southwest region have been reassured that more and more local development projects will be realized in the different municipalities in the region. The statement was made by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Ubam, while commissioning the potable water project for the towns of the Tiku and Mutengene for Tiku and Mutengene in the southwest region. And the minister was accompanied by the German ambassador to Cameroon, Corina Frike. Details with Harry McCauley.
The project sponsored by the German corporation KfW through FECOM is providing potable water to some 80,000 people in Tiku and Mutengere. Some 42 taps are now scattered across the two towns, flowing with drinkable water. For the mayor of Tiku, Chief Mesoso Peter III, the project gives the people of Tiku and Mutengere every reason to express their gratitude to FECOM, the German government, the government of Cameroon, and above all, the head of state, Paul Biya. Speaking at the occasion, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development,
George Elanga Obam said the project is not only a clear proof that decentralization is working, but equally a testimony of President Biya's commitment to develop the region through decentralization. The German ambassador, Dr. Corina Frike, for her part, said her government is always ready to assist Cameroon, especially in the area of decentralization.
Decentralization is a pillar of our cooperation, and it's not only theoretical, but it's practical, which shows how to improve the living condition of the population concretely.
The ceremony saw the presence of several local officials, including the governor of the Southwest region and the president of the Regional Assembly, Henry McCullough, CRTV, Buya.
The Secretariat of the Economic Reforms Program of the Central African Economic and Monetary Community, CEMAC, says the institution has realized 62.2% of its projects in 2023. The announcement is contained in the 2023 annual report of PREF-CEMAC. Rigobert Mania highlights the key issues raised in the report.
According to the 2023 annual report published last week, the CEMAC Economic Reforms Program, established in July 2016, has taken a faster approach in the implementation of its rapid, vigorous steps towards the stabilization of the economies of the sub-region. The report holds that the 62.2% realization rate of its 2023 projects navigated through an unfavorable global economic environment in which the CEMAC sub-region witnessed just a 2.4% growth rate. It says the global inflation also hit economies by at least a two-digit figure, including countries of the CEMAC sub-region. However, the Economic Reforms Program Office has emphasized that the second phase of the implementation of its reforms, designed to run from 2021 to 2025, is well on course and lays emphasis on structural reforms which are witnessing an effective monetary policy, economic diversification, and sub-regional integration.
Rigobert Maria reporting. Cultural experts and conservators from the Central African sub-region are currently brainstorming on how to better market museums in order to render them more attractive. This is at a three-day workshop which opened in Yaoundé today, organized by the UNESCO Regional Office for Central Africa in partnership with the African School of Heritage, George Wang.
Cultural experts say most African museums are no longer attractive to visitors due to lack of innovation and dwindling public funding. To address this challenge, the UNESCO Regional Office for Central Africa has decided to proceed with a mapping of museums in the sub-region in order to better understand their needs.
I'm Dode Kwenhave, head of the cultural sector of UNESCO Regional Office for Central Africa. An assessment of the state of conservation of a museum in Central Africa, mainly to understand what are the gaps and see how together we can work with other partners to promote our museum in Central Africa.
In collaboration with the African School of Heritage, museum conservators and other stakeholders will discuss issues bordering on cultural marketing and how to create a museum label that attracts more visitors.
Is linked to the marketing inside of museum in Central Africa, mainly to promote our museum, keep them alive, and be sure that they can also contribute to promote our heritage, our culture, not only at national level, at regional level, and also at international level.
The end result is to give a new lease of life to museums and to create a platform that facilitates cultural exchanges and enhances the visibility of museums in the Central African sub-region.
George Muam. On to sports, Cameroon's Indomitable Lions have intensified preparations in Yaoundé ahead of their two FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Cabo Verde and Angola. In the meantime, Didier Lamkelze, who plays with Messi in France, has joined the team today. Ben Collins Jeberwo has the details.
27-year-old Didier Lamkelze entered the Indomitable Lions' den this Tuesday morning from France, where he was on club duty with FC Mainz over the weekend, beaten 4-3 on aggregate by Saint-Étienne in the playoffs last Sunday. FC Mainz will compete in the Ligue 2 in France next season. Didier Lamkelze joined 28 other players who have been fine-tuning tactics in camp since Monday, June 3, 2024. After a weighing exercise and footing this morning, players and staff set out for an in-camera training session at 10 a.m. at the military stadium, the first for this Tuesday, before another training at 4 p.m., with the first 15 minutes opened to the press. Indomitable Lions midfielder Brian Mbomo, who plays for Brentford in England, says serenity has taken precedence in calm.
The atmosphere is very good. We have a good group here, ready to work, good people. We're going to try to play well for the two next game. I think the two games we're going to play are going to be tough because obviously both of them went to a good stage in the last AFCON, so we're going to face two good challenges.
The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon will face the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde on Saturday, June 8th at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé before travelling to confront the Palancas Negras of Angola on June 11, 2024.
Ben Collins, Nyeberuwo, I need more sports news. Algerian cyclist Tahiri Ayoub is the winner of the fourth lap for the 20th edition of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon from Bangante, passing through Fumbot to Bafoussam on an 80-kilometer distance. He covered the race in 1 hour, 58 minutes. Meanwhile, Cameroonian cyclist from the SNH Velo Club, Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, still tops the general classification table, covering the entire four laps in 9 hours, 47 minutes, 48 seconds, thus maintaining the yellow jersey. On the line to Bafoussam is CRTV's envoy on the race course, Irene Mantia Yunge.
It was a sloppy ride this bright Tuesday morning as the 51 cyclists began the race at the Bagante Ceremonial Ground, whose kickoff was given by the first deputy's SDU for the day division, Mirens Gueni, in the presence of the mayor of Bagante, Eric Nyat. Riding through beautiful landscape made up of evergreen and savanna forest, the 51 cyclists all had one ambition: top the first position, if possible, grab the yellow jersey. Two breakaways were recorded along the way, one intermediate sprint and some mechanical faults encountered by some three cyclists. Along the way, Cameroonian cyclist, wearer of the yellow jersey, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo, fell off his bike to the panic of Cameroonians who had lined up the road to cheer the athletes. He was now overpowered by two Algerians, but as a lion that he is, he got up and braved the race to the end. At exactly 12:58 p.m., the first cyclist, Algerian-born Tahiri Ayoub, crossed the finish line at the Bafoussam Ceremonial Ground, covering the race in 1 hour, 58 minutes, 4 seconds. Cote d'Ivoire came second and Algeria again third. Meanwhile, on the general classification table, Cameroonian cyclist from SNH Velo Club, Clovis Kamzuma Besolo, maintains the first position, covering the four laps of the race in 9 hours, 47 minutes, 48 seconds. He is seconded by Tahiri Ayoub from Algeria, while Ben Youssef Abdallah, still from Algeria, is third. The fifth lap of the cycling tour is scheduled for this Wednesday from Bafoussam to Consamba, the littoral region. Christine Bihole, Francis Bell, Irene Mantia Yunge on special assignments on the race course in Bafoussam.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And we're here now with a presentation of the news summary in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi. Pêche illégale au Cameroun, l'activité prospère et les dégâts sont énormes. Les responsables régionaux du ministère de l'élevage font état de ce que près de 4000 pêcheurs évoluent dans la clandestinité. À cause de ce phénomène, on enregistre un peu plus de 20 millions de francs CFA de pertes annuelles pour l'économie nationale et plus de 100 000 tonnes de produits halieutiques importés. 330 621 jeunes du primaire affrontent depuis ce matin les épreuves du certificat d'études primaires et 147 303 celles du First Living Certificate. Dans la région du centre, 78 328 candidats sont répartis dans 546 sous-centres. Dans les différents centres et sous-centres d'examen, les responsables sont unanimes. Les épreuves se déroulent dans le calme et la sérénité. Ils sont plus de 202 000 candidats, toutes séries confondues, sur l'étendue du territoire national à prendre part aux épreuves écrites du brevet d'études du premier cycle. En dépit de quelques cas d'absence observés çà et là et de malaise recensé, tout se passe bien et les élèves se disent optimistes quant à l'issue des résultats. En religion à Médine, les pèlerins camerounais répondent déjà à l'appel de la Mecque, mais au préalable, les 267 fidèles musulmans devront se plier au rituel obligatoire de sacralisation avant de rallier la première ville sainte. Pendant ce temps au Cameroun, un sixième contingent de pèlerins vient de quitter la ville de Garoua dans la région du Nord pour Médine. Tous les fidèles musulmans qui prennent part au Hajj 2024 se disent déterminés à prier pour la paix au Cameroun. Tour cycliste international du Cameroun, après une trêve de 24 heures, la compétition a repris ce 4 juin 2024 avec la quatrième étape de Baganté, Foumbot-Bafoussam, longue de 79,8 km. Le départ a été donné à 11 heures à la place des fêtes de Baganté. Le Camerounais de la SNH Vélo Club, Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, a conservé le maillot jaune. Le vainqueur de la quatrième étape de la 20e édition du Tour cycliste international du Cameroun, c'est l'Algérien Saïri Ayoub. La cinquième étape se déroule ce mercredi entre Bafoussam, Tchang et Konsamba. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute du Poste National. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information 17h.